Thank you for calling customer service. This is George speaking. How may I help you?
Yes. I was just looking at a statement of my checking account. You took $56 out of my checking account and you had no right to. I'd never ordered anything. I filled out a survey and that was, you took $7.95 for as a charge. Why are you taking more money out of my checking account?
Okay, ma'am, if you give me a minute, may I have the zip code associated with the account to better able to serve you?
21793.
Give me just a second, please. And the first and last name, please, ma'am.
You already have all of that if you're taking money out of my account.
No, ma'am, I'm unable to get into the account and see what it is. I need the first and last name, please, ma'am.
Brenda Whiting.
Okay, Ms. Whiting, and for security purposes, may I have your address that's associated with this account?
106 Bedrock Drive.
Okay, give me 1 second, please. Okay, Ms. Whiting, I do see on February the 2nd, you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for a smartwatch. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. That was a free gift. You only paid the shipping and handling for it, and it was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. That $56.95 is what they charge. It's a membership fee. That's what you're seeing. As long as you're enrolled in that Factory Store, that is the price of the membership fee. Now, we did also see that you got a $125 gift card that is actually in the email that you provided once you signed up for it, and that gift card gives you access to some of the best consumer gadgets in the world. It's an online web store.
I haven't received the gift card in the mail.
It is actually, the gift card is in the email that you provided. Once you go into that email, there's a link in there, and it will show you how to retrieve the $125 gift card.
Okay. I don't want to be a member of anything, really. I did not realize when I was taking the survey, I thought it was for Amazon. They had the way the survey seemed that it was for Amazon, and they wanted to know whether or not I was satisfied with the service that I get from them every once in a while when I do order something.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I don't want to be a part of any discount or any kind of club. So how do I get my money refunded?
It's no problem. I can do that for you. Give me 1 second. All right. Thank you for holding, ma'am. I was successfully able to get that canceled for you. You won't be billed any further charges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I don't really want the gift card because I'm afraid of, you know, that I'll be, you know, saying, oh yeah, yes, you know. So what happens with the gift card thing?
It is actually online. It's there in the email that you provided. And as I said, there's a link that you go into and open it up, and you will see the $125 gift card. And it gives you access to purchase gadgets online.
Okay. So I can't give it back to you or deny?
It's just it is automatically in that email, so it is there. I mean, you could use the gift card to make purchases of the items, but you're canceled out of the club membership, so you won't be receiving any more charges on that, okay?
Oh, all right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.